Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thanks very much. Hi, Joel. How are you
Hi.
today?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. But I apologize. You may have even just answered this a bit in French with Patrick, but Cale answered one of Patrick's questions when we just spoke with him, saying that one of the things that under your advisement he worked on in the off season was working on his shot, putting on some size, working on building muscle and so forth. So are those things that you have seen an improvement with him? I know it's just been a short period of time
Yeah.
since he came down, but are you pleased with how he's presenting?
Amy, that's a really good question, and I'm just gonna say that you're right. It's short, but the advantage when you know a player, I don't need much time to know where he is. His body language, when I look at him, a few drills, see where he is. That's the advantage when you have a relationship with players. AHL, unfortunately, a lot of times we have a bunch of guys. It takes us time to get to know each other, and for a coach to get to know, like with Cale. I just need to look at him in the corner of my eye and see a little bit what I want to see, how I feel he is. And he was really good today. And you're right. That was my message to all the player. And there's a few guys in the dressing room that did what I said. And I can notice it. Even if they didn't play in a game for almost a year, they did their homework and it showed. So, and Cale was one of them. And the talk I had with him, and I like he had a plan. When I talked to him, he had a plan. That doesn't mean that, he's going to be perfect like all the young guy or everybody's starting to play in a few days, but at least he did the right thing like a lot of our guys. But you're right, he definitely improved in some way during this hard time.
And just one last question. You've talked a lot about how important, particularly in this kind of hybrid season, that development is going to be for players, but also at the same time, the great challenge that you as a coaching staff has in trying to fit in all of these players that you have on the roster. So can you just describe a little bit why development is so important in a strange hockey year like this?
They miss so many days.
Yeah.
You look at a guy Ilonen that came last year with us, was a bit injured, was ready to play. We get COVID, he's done. So we had a few game on the playoff stretch, and how well we were doing. We were excited to get him in, sign his contract with the Montreal. He can't play because he's got to go back to Finland because of COVID. So he's missing a bit of a year. Now he goes to Finland. He's one of the lucky ones, but he didn't get acclimated to the American Hockey League that we were trying to do from last year and probably the beginning of this year. You look at a guy like Teasdale, missed almost 2 years. Last game he played, he's raised the Memorial Cup, winning the MVP, and he hasn't played since in a real game. So, and that's like a long time ago. You look at Caden Primo that hasn't played, since last year, and he was in a hell of a stretch with the team, and we all the plan we did all last year for him to build up and turn him loose toward the end of the year. And I'm not saying those guys didn't do anything. I'm just saying you can coach, but you need to let them play in the caliber that they need to adjust. So I'm mentioning just a few names, but it's the same thing for a guy that Gustav Olofsson that just kind of was injured a lot and came back and did so well the last 10 game after missing so much hockey. So I could go on and on. So why? They need to get out there. They need to get out there and play. So it's and then the things we're going to work on and we're going to build on for their 36 game for guys that are coming back next year is money in the bank, right? We're keep building that foundation. I've been talking about the program since the first day I got there, building a program, having continuity, guys that are buying in what we're doing, getting better every day and getting better as an organization. Well, we kind of had to put on a hold. That being said, everybody did. Like it's just us, but it's important to keep going.
Excellent. Thanks for the time, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks.